صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
18 محرم الحرام عرس مبارك of حضرت عبد الرحمن جامی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. حضرت مولانا عبد الرحمن جامی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ was born on the 23rd of شعبان المعظم in 817 ہجری in جام ہرات افغانستان. He gained awareness of all branches of knowledge and arts in the center of knowledge of that time, Herat, Afghanistan. After completing Hifzul Quran and completing higher studies, he set out to various countries and cities in order to gain spiritual education. Hazrat Sa'aduddin Kashghari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, introduced him to the world of spirituality. After his demise, he took an oath of bay'at to Khaja Ubaidullah, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Thus, he continued enhancing his spiritual levels to reach the summit of spirituality. He was well known as a true devotee of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. He continued discussing the love and benevolence of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam with others and continued teaching them how to love and praise him. His intuitiveness and spiritual devotions were unlimited. His Naat composition is a great asset and essence of his love and feelings. He adopted many ways of presenting his eulogy in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The manner in which he used to write Naat with spiritual enthusiasm, deep feelings, love, and great thinking was unique. Some of his famous writings are Nafhatul Ins, Sharh Mulla Jami, and Shawahidun Nubuwa, etc. These are good sources for our successful hereafter. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Jami, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, passed away at the age of 81 on Jumu'atul Mubarak, 18th Muharramul Haram in 898 Hijri. His holy shrine is situated in Herat, Afghanistan, and is a source of blessings for its visitors. May the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. مجھے اپنی اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی ہے انشاءاللہ عز وجل.